Robot or not?
We had some requests for some specifics about the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. Now, I know wizard implies that there's magic at work, but the Tin Man's a good question because he is a, when we find him, he is a metal man. He's a metal man who, in fact, complains about his lack of heart, which perhaps is a metaphor for being a cold, unfeeling metal creature. So what do you think?
Pretty sure that the generally accepted in-universe explanation for the Tin Man is the same as for everything else. Dorothy got hit in the head and it's a dream. So I don't know if you want to go one level deeper and say, what is the in-universe like? Okay, set that aside. Pretend the dream is the universe. That's tough to do, like pretend the dream is the universe, because once you know it's someone's dream, things don't have to really make sense or be consistent in any way, and then it's like basically the whole thing is magic because there are no coherent rules that govern the universe of dreams, right? Then just magic wipes everything out.
It also sounds like the origin of, now looking it up, the origin of the Tin Woodman is that he was actually a human who had a spell cast upon him to make him a mechanical man.
Yeah, I mean, like, within the... forget about dreams themselves being completely magic because there's no coherent rules for dreams at all. Even if you try to pretend this is not a dream, this is not a dream world, inside the world of Oz, magic everywhere. There's witches, there's, you know, the wizard is fake, but there's like, she's the witch is throwing fireballs and stuff, and like there's potions and, you know, a crystal ball, like it's all magic. No, forget it. There's no chance that the Tin Man is a robot.
Now, okay, so here's another thing. Also in the Oz books is a character called TikTok, who also appears in the Return to Oz film, I think. And he is a round-bodied mechanical man with clockwork springs that need to be wound, separate windings for thought, action, and speech, and he can't wind any of them up himself. And he feels no emotions, but he does seem to be intelligent. So that might be more like a robot.
I haven't read the books, but I would say even the in-universe explanation for that is it still has to be magic, because all the parts you described, it's like really bad sci-fi where you say, oh yeah, it's just a bunch of springs and gears and metal bits, but then somehow it's intelligent? Where does the intelligence reside? Where is the brain? Well, there isn't one.
It's the clockwork that derives it. I mean, this is 1907, right?
I know, but it's just not enough complexity in clockwork to have emergent intelligence from a series of gears, right? So there has to be some magic animating it, essentially. Even if only just like, how does it, you know, walk around? Or,
well, is it that we recognize a level of complexity that Frank Baum couldn't do when he wrote the book? Because, I mean, I suppose if you had enough clockwork, you might.
Well, it's like the big clock in Beauty and the Beast. Like, I mean, I know there was a person that had a spell cast on it or whatever, but, like, I think even regular people realize that there has to be something there. Like, people understood that a clock is a machine and it's fine to wind it and have to have it go, but once it starts walking and talking and, you know, having feelings and stuff, you're like, well, where is that? That's clearly some magic is animating the machinery, especially since it's a machine that so many people were familiar with. You know, we know what a clock is. We know how a clock works. We know what a clock is capable of. We know what a bundle of gears is capable of. It's not capable of this. Where is that coming from? Coming from magic.
All right. Saw Oz. Sorry, Oz people. Too much magic. Wizard. It's right there in the title.
Robot or not.